Hi, our guest is welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Hi, girl. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Edward.
Sound
like a football town. I'm from Edward, Virginia. Virginia. Edward.
Who the hell are you is? Oh, I'm just so frustrating. It's frustrating. Okay, not just frustrating. What the fuck?
Oh, oh my god, this bar.
Oh hell no! What the fuck?
This is fucked up.
We don't love this
bar, go!
Oh my god,
I'm going to massive and switching my rules.
Little monster.
I can't be listening to Foul Monkeys!
Little monster.
Oh!
I'm talking about getting hooked up and some of these guys fucking beg your ass.
Who's the deal? I want to teach you.
He's a slut, of course he does.
Christ. And I'm back.
Shh. You gotta stop talking about the parking lot slut.
Stop. And it's like, Gochina.
That's nasty.
You do it in the parking lot in the car.
Oh, shit. Love that. You're a headbanger in the parking lot. I love that. I'm a total headbanger, but only in the parking lot. Okay? Heavy metal music? No, I don't listen to that. No, I bang my head. Fuck you.
And you.
I think, like, the fattest, skinniest woman is, like, beating something up on the floor up there.
Yeah.
That shit's scary.
Loud, yeah.
You have ghosts.
I know. I do.
Anyway, well, I guess we started recording now. Is that the Foul Monkeys ghost?
Yeah.
Why is it sound like it's taking a shit?
It's not. It's taking a big dick. Big old dickus.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Gina. How are you?
How are Jews?
Yeah, how are Jewel? I'm fine.
Thanks, me too.
Jace.
Who's Jace?
Jace.
Jews? Your shit's scary. You need to take some incense over there on that side of the room and try to get rid of them fuckers.
Okay, why did I...
What's wrong? It's recording.
I know. But I can't hear it.
You can't.
I think my batteries are fucking dying. God damn it. Okay.
We're back.
Okay.
Gina had to get her shit fixed.
That's right. I had to get some new implants.
Gina, I like your geisha hairdo going on there.
Oh, thank you.
That's so cute.
It's so girlish of me.
I know. And it was even more appropriate that we went to the Chinese restaurant and you had it up like a geisha.
Speaking of geisha, the fucking mother, geisha house mother?
What? At the Chinese restaurant?
Jesus.
Can we split our order? And what? $2.95.
$2.95.
How about that bitch charged me an extra 50 cents for something? I don't know what the fuck it was. Like, I asked her, I was like, what's that 50 cents for? And then she tried to, like, she didn't know what Chinese was. I mean, English.
What's your bawa?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. No English.
No English.
I was like, fine, I'll pay the extra. I think she charged me an extra 50 cents because I asked her order to be separated.
I think so, too, because, and she's a bitch. I'm sorry, but she's just a bitch.
Yeah, let's do the whole scenario where you asked her if they had something. And I'm going to be you.
Okay.
And then you're going
to
be her.
Okay, I'm trying to remember what she said. Oh, what? Okay.
Yeah, do you have hot and sour soup here?
What?
Do you have hot and sour soup here?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, any other restaurant owner would be like, would you like some?
Exactly.
And she was like, fuck y'all bitches, you had your order separated.
Yeah, because I happened to look on the counter where our order was sitting, and the fucked up part about it, we had to tell her the whole fucking order that we were picking up instead of just saying we're picking up the order that was just called in, you know.
But what if we weren't the only one that called in?
Well, there was only one thing sitting on the counter. And it had been in a while.
And she... Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's why she's
just pissed off.
Because we...
I don't know, my shit was still pretty hot.
Yeah, it was. That shit's hot. Hell yeah.
Um, speaking of restaurants, mm-hmm. the King robbed me.
Which one?
The Burger King.
Oh, Mr. Kang Kang? Mr. Big Head?
How about last Friday?
Oh, shit.
Last Friday.
Oh, I have something to say about that, too.
Friday?
No. Fast food restaurants.
The King? Oh, fast food restaurants. Let me get on mine first. Mine's a big rock right here, okay? Mm,
the King.
So, the King robbed me. Mm. First of all, they didn't give me no ketchup Friday morning. After I asked. And so, my meal came to... I got a number one combo with ham mm-hmm. and a Coke.
Okay.
$4.27. Okay, here's my card. So, I'm like, okay, eat my meal. No ketchup, of course, and I already drove all the way to work. Which is, like, a mile away from the King. And I could have went back for ketchup, but I was totally wanting a bitch that day, so it gave me a reason. Right, yeah, is that a left-handed person's desk?
No, it's a righty. Okay, Miss Thing, you can
quit. Are you sure?
You couldn't quit building Noah's Ark up there, yes.
Oh, I guess maybe so. I thought right-hand... Oh, yeah, you're right. Because right-handed... Left-handed people enter from the right side of the desk.
Yeah, from the right rear.
Okay. So, anyway... I go home, and I'm like... Mary Sue Ellen Lou. You know, mm-hmm. Samantha's yes. cousin. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go get something
Jesus,
to eat.
God damn.
I hope... Can they hear that?
I hope the fuck they can hear that shit on here.
So, Mary Sue Ellen Lou, I was like... You want to go get something to eat? She's like, sure. I'm like, okay, let me check my checking account. How about $4.27 turned into $44.27?
Holy
them
shit.
Fuckers charged me $44.27 for my fucking meal.
Oh, shit.
How about my blood pressure went from like 110 or 90, 180 over 90, I don't know what the fuck it's supposed to be, to like, I'm motherfucking pissed about something that's got my ass.
What?
I was like, I can't pay my insurance until you pay me back. And they're like, well, the cashier credited it back to you, like, a minute after she did it. And I was like, why didn't she tell me? I said, I almost had to walk here. And you don't want a fat person walking here and sweating, because I wasn't coming to get food.
That's right.
So, word to the wise, save your receipt, too, that they give you. Because the receipt said $44.27. I didn't even look at the fucker.
That was some expensive.
I was so pissed.
That's just expensive.
Carmen, the girl that waited on me.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I was pissed and I got over it. And they still haven't credited my account yet.
Ooh.
It's still... It can take up to 10 business days.
It didn't take up to fucking
30 seconds to take out my 50 fucking dollars.
I know, right?
God damn.
What the fuck is that? Okay, it can take them 10 minutes to get your fucking money, but 10 days for them to give it back to you?
I don't understand that. If someone is in, like, that kind of business, can you, like, tell us, like, why it takes so fucking long?
Right, yeah. And don't tell me it's a fucking credit process. Right. Fuck that.
How about just write me a flat-out check and let me take it to the bank? It'd be a whole lot quicker.
That's what I'm saying. Shit.
God damn. You hear that? Uh-huh. That's my foot.
Yeah.
On the desk.
Yeah.
I'm footing.
It's footlicious.
So what's your restaurant story?
Oh, okay. Excuse me, but can someone please tell me when napkins have become a condiment and you have to ask for them?
Oh, God. Here we go again. Oh, someone just signed on.
Oh.
That's
Kathy. Shit. I'll just... Okay, anyway...
Why don't you type her real quick and say we're recording, we can't.
How about... God, can you hear that shit?
Yeah, I can hear it. Boom, boom. Sounds like Fat Albert's upstairs.
Right? When have they become asked for items? Because I went to McDonald's, I think it was last night, and...
You think?
I think so. I believe so. Yes,
you
it was.
Remember.
It was.
I went to Taco Bell, and they gave me napkins.
Did you ask for them?
Nope.
Well, this McDonald's I went to, and that's what it was, the fucking McDonald's.
Is this the one where you had the really happy cashier that was like, oh.
No, uh-uh. That's a different one.
Ooh! Sure! I won't say what she asked. inside joke. Yes. Of. Huh. Let's just say we're going to be hearing a lot of and gay dessert tomorrow.
So,
can they hear that? Can they hear all that noise?
What?
That.
I don't know if they can or not. They might with as loud as these earphones
are. Okay, well.
So why is it? Because when I went there, I didn't even ask for napkins.
Maybe they're trying to save trees.
I guess so, because they didn't give my ass any fucking napkins.
But you came home, though, right?
Huh?
I mean, you gave me that lovely linen for the Chinese food.
That was my...
wash rag. Cum rag. Yes, it was.
Luckily, it was clean.
Oh, if that shit would have been stiff when you gave it to me, that would have been so gross. Oh, it's okay, Ricky. I hung it out.
Yeah.
I hung it outside. It's right. Just a little dry.
Yeah. Because,
you know, like when you hang out your clothes outside, they dry. They're like hard as hell.
Know, right? The towels were like sandpaper.
How about this morning? It was chilly.
Oh, it felt good, didn't it?
It felt good, but I was like, I should have left my windows up.
That's what I'm saying. So, you mean in your house?
Yeah.
You mean while you were at work?
No. I'm sleeping. You're like, two computers, an iPad.
It's like, oh, you look brave.
No, I have the bars in the windows that like keep people from sliding it. I got a bar down at the bottom track so nobody can get in there.
Yeah.
I got the invisible track, the flipper thing so people can't see from the outside to lock that shit.
Hell yeah.
I even have locks on all my vents, even though they're like the size of my phone.
Right.
So people can't get through them.
No.
Oh, I see you moved your stuff from one side of the arc to this side of the
arc. All right. Yes, exactly.
No more tsunami?
So far, no tsunamis. God, I hope it stays that way.
Well, we're getting ready to start going into the dry season anyway.
Because if my shit gets fucked up, I will be, oh, Lord, no.
Do you have renter's insurance?
I need to get some.
Yeah, you do.
Does that really generally cheap. Does that really generally cover flooding, or is that extra?
Well, if water's coming through your window and you're like as high as you are, that's not flooding. That's called leaky fucking windows.
True that.
Flooding is like a river next to you, and that shit comes through your house.
Yeah, and the weed, you know, like still New goes Orleans. Downhill, so there's right. like.
A whole, I mean, you do live lake. On a hill, don't you?
Yeah,
we have hills in Florida. That's wow. That's probably like the biggest hill I've ever seen, except. That was weird.
What?
Except for
you
Mount
St. Ghost.
Mount Trashmore on the way down to Florida or Miami. Have you ever seen those? The mountains of trash.
Ooh.
It's the landfill. But they're mountains. They look like our
Mount
phosphate
Rushmore.
Mines. Oh, you know how big they are?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what they look like, except for they're like 10 times bigger.
Ew.
Like if it snowed, that'd be like the best hill to go down sledding. And it stinks, too, because they have all these pipes going through the trash, and it smells like methane and butt.
Oh, wow.
It smells like, remember that time you ate that guy's ass out and then he shit on your face? It smells like that.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then the birds start hovering around you.
And you know what was even worse was the fact that Arrow came over and licked it off.
Yeah, she's like, I'll help you out with that.
That's right, I'll clean you, bitch.
Let mommy help you
That's
out.
Right, let mama lick you. Lick,
and then the guy got totally freaked out.
Yeah, because Ariel's, ew.
Gross. Hello.
Yuck.
So,
she's like, ooh, she's like totally, you know, like nasty panty pudding.
Right. Tina's not like that. She's kind of, she's all right.
She's
just she doesn't really
stupid.
Do too much. She just, for some reason, is at a constant state of
stupidity.
Yeah, and she's always going. No more fumes. No more fumes!
Give me a lower mileage car.
Right. I'm tired of sucking fucking Hummers. No, she's like, Michael, spacecraft.
Yes.
Be right up under that bitch when it goes off.
In my flame retarded suit.
Suit.
Suit. My flame retarded suit.
So, okay, should we talk about this part about the time? Well, we're trying to. Don't spit on your keyboard, shit.
I know, right?
Should we talk about that?
What? The little...
How we're trying to keep the time down.
Sure, we can tell about
because
that.
I know that some of you guys might be getting a little edgy around 25 minutes and you don't want to fucking listen to us anymore.
I know, right?
So what we've done is we set a timer on the computer, so that was really gross.
What?
You popping your neck. Oh. That, like, hurt. How about I was taking a shit today at work, and I almost strained so hard, it popped my back. It popped my back bone. I was like, shit. I was like, oh, that kind of felt good. Uh-huh. And then I was like, plunk down in the toilet. No, let me tell you what happened to me. Okay, let's talk about the time first, because we're having like 18 minutes. Okay, we set a timer on the computer, so at 25 minutes it tells us,
yes.
And at 28 minutes it
right.
tells us.
Yes.
So if we're telling them the whole story, we're like, we gotta go back. That's it.
That's right.
Let me tell you, the people at Publix do not have, how you say, bathroom etiquette. Why, when there's 5 stalls,
mm-hmm.
toilet stalls.
Yes.
I'm at the end. I pick the end because I just always do.
That's right. You want to have your little...
So someone can get in the middle one, and then someone can get on the outer one without anyone being next to each other.
No, they have to come and sit beside
sit you. Right beside my motherfucking ass. I was about to pinch one off, but I had a fart behind it or something. I know. And I couldn't let that shit out, so my face was all blue, trying to hold in my breath. And the guy behind me sounded like he was having a fucking baby. He was going... And I needed to laugh so hard, but I knew if I laughed that I would fart and probably shit water would splash up on my ass. And I was not wanting that.
But what if you're in there? There's nobody else in there. And you, like, got diarrhea and it's all it's coming spraying out, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in
and
you fart. And then you gotta stop that stuff and hold it till they leave.
I have done that before. Ugh. I hate using the bathroom at work. Because we have 3 stories. I mean, the building's huge. You've seen mm-hmm. it. Well, they got, like, a million bathrooms in there. And I always go, they have, like, 2 men's bathrooms side by side.
Uh-huh.
Like, 2 sections. So I'll go on one side, and if I see somebody in there, I'll go in on the other side.
Right.
Well, there's no one in there. I'm like, okay, I can do this. Soon as I fucking sit my fat ass on the toilet, and I'm about to crown the motherfucker and let that shit out, I hear the door.
Shit.
So I have to sit there. And then sometimes I'll be walking in behind another guy, and he'll... Like, if they go to the urinal, I'll go into the stall. But if they go into the stall, I'm like, oh. I turn back around and go upstairs to the next bathroom. I will not. I don't want anybody to know that I'm in there. Uh-huh. And you know what? I have a great invention.
What's that?
You know, because I'm one of the people that look at people's shoes when they're in the stall to see, like, who the fuck is that shit smelling? I've come up with a brilliant plan.
What?
To get a set of fake feet. The toilet shoes or a different pair of shoes so nobody will know it was you.
It's just some wrap shoes.
Yeah. And put them over your shoes so somebody knows what the hell you're doing. But then again, you know, I always think I don't have an ADD moment. You know, I don't wear underwear, so I'm wondering if the person that sits next to me notices I don't have underwear on.
I know, right?
What do you think, listeners?
Yes, and do you happen to look over to see what kind of underwear people wear?
I do. And I found the greatest love of all. Shiny tiles behind the bathroom stall, because you can see so much with it.
Yeah.
I'm like this. My neck's all broke. I got like broke back neck because mm-hmm. I'm like leaning so back. I'm like, ooh, they're standing up and they're peeing. I gotta look back there and see if I can see that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some shit. Not literally.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some junk.
Mm-hmm.
Junk. I saw some junk in the front trunk. I guess that's how I would say it.
That's nice.
It was nice.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like some junkie.
What are you going to do with all that junk? All that junk inside that trunk? You're going to put it in my butt. In my butt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that was a little bit of MSG there. No, ooh, it kind of burnt my throat.
Some kitty kitty. Here, kitty kitty, here, kitty kitty.
Ooh, don't mess with anything. What are you doing?
Oh, I know.
Oh, shit. No, don't do that.
Okay, it should be.
No. No. Cancel. No, cancel. Cancel all that shit. Ooh, did it stop us?
No.
No.
It's still going. Okay.
Gina, I know you're high as hell right now, and you're barely, like, sitting on the desk. You're so high. Don't touch anything.
I'm not. I'm leaving. Oh, see? Oh, okay, you can create. I thought that timer was a timer like we created.
Hey.
But this is to make a recording.
Start and stop?
Yeah. You can set it to.
Damn, we could be, like, in mid-sentence and just cut that shit off?
Yeah.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Right.
That's kind of rude to our fans, because I'm a famous podcast star, and you're just one, too.
Yes.
Did your nose itch?
Yeah,
I can tell because you had half your knuckle up there.
Right. It felt good, too. It was kind of slimy when it came out.
Oh, I noticed a little blood trickling from
it. Yeah.
And then you stuck it in your mouth. Right. Do you, like, save it for later?
Yes.
That's hot.
Because it's juicy. Okay.
Let me tell you what happened to me in third grade, speaking of snot. How about third grade? Picture it.
Were you a booger eater?
No. 19, like, 85.
Okay. I think.
77. Yeah, 85. I think that's right. If I was born in 77, was I in... 82 was kindergarten. So around third grade, 85. I was still wearing corduroy, was that in? And hush puppies and flat shirts.
I think so.
Okay. So, this little kid gets up, he blew into the napkin or the tissue, it seemed like, for 40 minutes. Then proceeds to take the tissue and wrap it around like this, and then squeezes it, and all the snot just oozes down into his mouth.
Yummy.
Like he just popped a snot pimple.
That's sweet.
How about, I was like, my teacher, Miss Hodges, who loved green and was a total lesbian, she's like, are you okay?
No.
And then she looked at the boy, and he was doing, like, in the middle of doing it again. Mm-hmm. And how about the teacher was like, his name was Luke Phillips. I'll never forget that. And he had the best Trapper Keeper ever.
2000.
I don't know. I can't remember that part. But it was, like, so cool because it had, like, you know, like, in the 80s, it had that, like, pastel pink, pastel green.
Right, yeah.
Pastel purple-looking thing.
Trapper Keeper.
And this... Yeah. And our teacher hated us because all we do is. But yeah, Miss Hodges, she was my first homosexual experience.
She was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, meeting one, but I didn't know it until like now, like when I got old enough to like, damn, she was like dyke and shit.
So she ate pussy.
Oh, she liked green. Does that mean anything?
Yeah, she liked licking Kermit.
Kermit. Miss Piggy.
Yes.
Hiya!
So wouldn't Green be somebody who is into to nasty scat?
I thought that's brown.
Well, yeah, brown. But, like, Green can be nasty scat. We're talking, like, really.
But that's like baby scat. That's like baby shit.
That's like runny.
Like, they shit and it runs all the way up their back. Have you seen that shit before? How the fuck does that happen?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
It's like, yuck.
How shit does the shit run all the way up their back? I don't understand that.
Very it's carefully.
Grody. Very carefully.
No, really carefully. Shazit.
So what else? Tomorrow's Friday.
I know.
Ugh. But day will it be when they hear this?
No, who knows?
Okay.
It'll be
so
sometime.
This is 47. We have 40, and we're just posted 43, right? Did we just post 43 or 44? I don't know. So that means that's like a week and a half 3 weeks from now, they'll hear this. Right?
Something.
Sunday is 44. Wednesday is 45. Sunday, 46. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, 47. So almost 2 weeks from now, they'll hear this. That's weird.
That's should way we too. Should do that anymore? I know, I don't like that. It's a weird feeling. We're actually having a cast in the future.
It's a feeling.
Yes, we're Xanadu.
Xanadu. I've never seen that movie, but I heard people say you have to see it. If you're gay, you need the Xanadu.
Yeah, yeah, because you got to hear ELO. That's that a gay band. Yeah.
ELO.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Electric Light Orchestra.
Is that where they're all, like, weird, flashing, and, like, they're dancing, and, like, all these lights are coming from them and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, shit! That was scary. That was, I don't know if you guys could hear that.
They will.
That was our alarm.
Yes, they will.
Oh, they will hear that?
Yeah, because I'm going to put it in there when it's supposed to go off. I'll put it in so that they know what we heard.
That's our 5 minute warning.
Yes, we have 5 minutes.
So
I guess we. Well, I guess.
Well, we can do 2 minutes then.
Yeah.
So, is there any other business that we need to take care of? Is there anything else going on that we can talk about?
That's when we talked about the Chinese people at
Chinese.
The restaurant.
The
good
king,
food.
The
but,
king robbing me.
But Jesus Christ,
she
has
needs
attitude.
An attitude adjustment.
I know. She is like totally attitude.
I mean, she had like Chinese attitude.
I know, right? And it's not like she doesn't love my ass.
I know. I have been there all the time.
I have been there like numerous
times. How many times do you eat there a week?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's sometimes where I'll
eat like this. With wings?
Yes. And garter belts, too. To match.
To match. Garter support.
Gotta support my defense.
Oh, got some support in my defense.
I'm gonna do some supporting.
I always want to put one of those on and pee in it just to
see what it feels like. But do you think you could?
No, probably. I don't know. I would really have to be like
concentrating.
I'd have to like force that shit out. Like I was gonna fart. You know how like, if you fart, like sometimes you'll pee a little bit.
Oh, you should.
Well, that's a shart. I've done that before.
That sucks.
How about my friend Mikey? One time we were going into 7-Eleven and he farted. He went like this. Look, he went. He said, what's going on? He's like, I gotta get bathroom right now. So I said, okay, so I'm waiting for him. He's like, we gotta go home right now. And I said, why? He's like, my ass just exploded. And I had to throw my underwear in the trash. I laughed so hard. I was like, that shit was funny as hell. Oh my god, he was so pissed. He was so mad. It's like my ass just exploded.
Oh my god.
Okay, that's our 2 minute warning. We gotta go.
That is 2 minute warning.
I wanna tell everyone to go to most
to Mal Funkies
something. To monkey Mal Funkies. I want you to go to iTunes and leave us some
shit.
Some reviews.
Yes.
Because
please.
We haven't had one in a while.
I know.
And we just want a review. Even if you don't want to give us like 5, you can give us like 3.
Because we know we'll never make it to the list yet.
I know. Like
we're praying and hoping.
Who made it? Oh, the Daily Purge made it on We're the Hot Show. Like the front page, the Daily Purge.
Oh my god.
With Michael Haas.
That was okay, and, but I'm not gonna say anything.
Well, you know, I like the show after the first like 5 minutes because it's funny. But I like it.
That's cool.
But yeah, they're like on that it's hot list. So what? Why did I do it again?
Fun?
Oh, we got one.
Oh, yeah, 1 minute. Oh, that me.
Also email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Go to our website at www.foulmonkeys.com.
iTunes, leave comments. Leave a message.
What? Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
Yeah.
Dos, zero, seis,
9-8-4-F-O-U-L.
Oh, did you see where Mike
translated
for me?
Yes.
What do we have left?
Okay, we have 1 minute left.
1 minute, okay. So, yeah, he translated for me, but I want to know if he could understand what I said, or did he have to go actually look at what the guy's thing said.
So, yes, please.
I thought we had 1 minute left. It stopped timing.
What? That's because that started first, and then this is the actual time right here.
But it says 29:09.
Right here?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that one.
Why? So maybe it is.
Because remember we paused this?
Oh, okay.
And that time kept going.
Oh, so we have like a minute left?
Okay. Actually, we have 20 seconds left.
Okay. Anything else we want to say?
Let's see. We did the website. We did the phone number. Leave a comment.
We have a new listener from the UK. He's going to be listening to us. He's actually moving to Sarasota, but he's actually listening to us. We have our first international speaker. Okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Please, go tell them over in the UK to listen to us. And guess what? Fuck you!